Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. A story is told of a small Welsh town in which every year for the past 500 years, the people would all gather in church on Christmas Eve and pray. Shortly before midnight, they would light a candle lanterns and would walk from the church down a narrow country road to an old abandoned stone shack. There they set up a nativity scene, complete with a manger, and all would kneel and pray. There's a belief in that small town that if all the people who gather on Christmas Eve pray with a perfect faith, that at the stroke of midnight, Christ would come again. And for 500 years, they have come to the stone shack and prayed, yet Christ has not yet come. In the story, one of the townspeople, an old man who has been coming to the Christmas Eve service for many years, is asked, "Do you believe that Christ will come again to our town on Christmas Eve?" "No," he answers, shaking his head sadly. "No, I don't believe he will come." "And why do you come here every year?" he is asked. "Ah," he said, smiling, "what if I were the only one who wasn't here when he came again?" This special Christmas story speaks to us about patience, about anticipation, about prayer, about faith. The old man's faith certainly was not perfect, but he came every year just in case the Lord would come. As we get closer to Christmas, we all look for different things that this special season can give us. Well, in 10 days, we will celebrate another Christmas. How ready are you for it? How has your Advent journey been so far? We have all gotten through Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Christmas parties have been planned, visits to family coordinated, gifts bought. But how has your Advent journey really been? If you're anything like me, my Advent resolutions, like my Lenten resolutions, have a way of being delayed or replaced or adjusted. Advent is about patience, about anticipation, about prayer, and about faith. Have you been able to fit them in, or are you like me and has life gotten in the way? And I have discovered over the years that the reason for this is I am not a patient person. There seems to be far too many things going on at this time of year. Parties to attend, gifts to buy, a house to clean and repair. It would seem to me as we age, things should get less stressful, less complicated. But my list seems to grow larger every year. It always seems that I am behind schedule and trying to do things at the last possible moment. But somehow and some way, they all seem to get done. The readings today speak to us about many different things. Isaiah again is full of hope and justice and a joyful return to peace and prosperity for all the Jewish people. Matthew takes us to prison, where John the Baptist feels separated and confused about who Jesus is, and if Jesus is truly the one they have been waiting for. But where I'm drawn to this morning is to our second reading. It begins with words we all need to hear this time of year. Be patient, my brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it received the early and late rains. If Advent is a time of preparation for the arrival of Christ into our world and into our lives, this reading from the letter of James suggests that one way to prepare for the experience of the coming, of his coming, is to do nothing and just wait. Like the farmer waiting for his crops to grow, we are called to wait and watch with anticipation, not to grumble that things aren't getting done at the pace we would like, but to wait and wait patiently. Rejoice on this Rejoice Sunday and do nothing. And I have found over the years that Christmas always finds me, all I have to do is wait. There's always something that happens that puts me into the spirit of Christmas, and it seems to come out of nowhere. Jesus finds us. We have little control of when it comes. No one likes to wait. We live in a society that demands instant gratification. When we're waiting for something or someone, we don't feel we have been accomplishing anything. We feel that we are wasting our time. This time of Advent should be a time of slowing down and doing nothing and finding the presence of God. But how very difficult it is to do with all that has to be done. But maybe our frustration comes from looking too hard for the Christmas feeling. Maybe it comes from being too much of an adult, being too organized, worrying too much about what isn't done and what has to be done. Maybe we look for the spirit of Christmas in all the wrong places. Maybe our priorities are not in order. The joy of Christmas was born in a stable in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. The spirit that is Christmas came to us as a small child. What we need to do this time of year is find that small child that lives in each of us. We still have some time before that special day. Finding that child that lives inside of us is not an easy task, especially with all the adult things that we have to do. But I came across four suggestions that might help us find that special child that's inside all of us. And what I believe we need to do is sing as though no one can hear us. Dance as though no one is watching us. Love as if you have never been hurt before. Live as though heaven is on earth. And I've added one more. Wait and watch like you have all the time in the world. As we come to Eucharist this Rejoice Sunday, let us pray and know that the spirit that is Christmas is inside all of us. All we have to do is wait, be patient, and it will come. Amen.